Okay, you get Sunday morning. We're going to be at 8 o'clock. We're going to be doing Raiders pregame live. We have a new guest host with us. Is Mark McMillan, played in the NFL for a dozen years or so as a defensive back. Mighty Mouse was his nickname.
All right.
So he's going to join us. And then the postgame show, Jay Schrader is going to join me and Chris on that. Former Raiders quarterback is going to be there. And then we have Game on Vegas, which is at 11:30 at night, if anybody dares stay up that late. But that's what we got, along with the game beginning at 1 o'clock. Also want to mention here real quick, and thank you for letting me get those plugs in, but the Astros beat the Yankees again today. So they're up 2-0 in that series. That game just ended. Astros won 3-2 over the Yankees. I don't know which team to root against, Kevin.
I know.
I don't like either one of them.
I know.
And this Dodger fan, by the way, I want to see the Padres win this thing.
I do, too.
And I know that could be sacrilegious. People might think, I can dislike the Yankees as a Dodger fan. I could dislike the Giants because that's bred into me over the years. I still see, Juan Marichal hitting Johnny Roseboro with a bat in 1966.
Wow.
And all blood all over the baseball field. Okay, so that's going way back. So I can hate. Hate's a strong word. Dislike the Giants and the Yankees, but I can't really dislike the Padres yet. Now, if they start beating the Dodgers, then I can get on board with disliking the
Padres.
It's
like 22 games difference. There's 22 games difference between the two.
Oh, I know. Good point. Yes. I love their ballpark. Love going to Padres games. They got the Phillies coming up tonight, and that series is even. They got to go to Philadelphia for that one. But whoever comes out of that one, the National League Championship Series, better win the World Series and take out the cheating Astros and the damn Yankees.
There
that's
you go.
The movie, isn't it? Damn Yankees.
It is.
For years.
Hey, yeah. I got to move on, my friend. I got to move on. You have yourself a great weekend.
Pleasure.
We'll be watching for you on 8 News Now. Okay.
Thanks. All right, Kevin. Good
Thanks,
time.
Man. There you have it, Ron Futrell, sports anchor reporter on 8 News Now. Coming up, Kerry Cox, candidate for Henderson City Council, Award 3. It has been a nasty, nasty race in Award 3. We'll talk about that and a whole bunch more on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Hello, this is City Councilwoman Victoria Seaman. In this election, we have two races for the City Council on the November ballot, Ward 6 and Ward 4. I strongly urge you to vote for Bob Beers in Ward 4 and Ray Spencer in Ward 6. Both have dedicated their careers to public service, and both stand with me in their support for law enforcement. My number one priority is to keep Las Vegas safe, and I need Bob Beers and Ray Spencer to join me on the Las Vegas City Council in order to do that. Thank you. This is paid for by V is for Victory.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 La Una proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
This Sunday, October 23rd, come out to Paul Powell's Halloween Costume Giveaway at Party USA, located at 4245 Grand Canyon Drive from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. while supplies last. Paul Powell and staff will be giving out over 500 costumes to those in need. There will be a large variety of costumes to choose from ages 4 to 13. Enjoy special appearances by surprise characters and Halloween bags filled with candy. First come, first served this Sunday from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Paul Powell, more lawyer, less fee. Go to our Facebook page for more details.
Did you miss out on buying the home of your dreams because rates increased? As a wholesale lender, GFL Capital Mortgage has more options to turn your dreams into reality. Our wholesale rates, fees, and process can increase with your purchasing power. So don't wait to buy just because rates are high. Marry the home while you date the loan. Call GFL Capital Mortgage today at 5292-444. Listen to our weekly show, App to Close, on 670 KMZQ every Saturday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. Licensed by Division of Mortgage Lending. Nevada license number MB4265. NMLS number 64367.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Well, I just checked the traffic cams. There's a lot of surface street incidents working right now. Several crashes westbound Sahara. That's at Rancho. And another one eastbound Sahara Avenue. That's at Richfield. Southbound Desert Foothills at Alta. Also, do expect some slow flows as you work your way through the resort corridor of Interstate 15, especially southbound 15. You're pretty much bumper to bumper there. 15 southbound at Tropicana. And do expect some backups on the Beltway 215 as well. That's westbound at the 15 interchange. Remember, there's only one lane available as you transition from 215 west, merging to 15 North.
Progressive presents the Sports Flash, powered by the Score app, on the new 670 AM Talk You Can Trust.
NFL Week 7, the Raiders at home against the Texans Sunday afternoon. Both teams coming in with a single win on the season. The Raiders 1-4. The Texans are 1-3-1. Both teams are coming off a bye week. NBA tonight, the Warriors at home against the Nuggets. Golden State 1-0 to start the season. On Thursday, the Clippers earned an opening night win over the Lakers 103-97. It was the second game for the Lakers. They start the season 0-2. Clippers at the Kings Saturday. The Lakers hosting Portland Sunday. Astros take a 2-0 lead in the ALCS with a 3-2 win over the Yankees in Game 2. Thursday, all Houston runs coming on a 3-run homer by Alex Bregman. The series moves to New York for Game 3 Saturday. Meanwhile, the NLCS continues tonight from Philadelphia. The Padres and Phillies tied at 1.
Download the Score app today. The Score app is free and one of the most popular sports apps in North America. I'm Trey Westerberg with the Sports Flash, powered by the Score app, on the new 670 AM Talk You Can Trust.
Minneapolis holds a special place in entrepreneur and designer Houston White's heart. It's where he got his start. So whether it's launching the Get Down Coffee Company or his new Houston White for Target collection, Houston takes immense pride in giving back and inspiring those around him. Now, you can watch Houston discuss turning passions into reality and the importance of lifting the community up on Target's exciting content series, Black Beyond. Now playing on YouTube.com/Target.
Progressive Snapshot can save you money based on how you drive and how much you drive. So the safer you drive, the more money you could save. Now, if you didn't hear that because you were looking at your phone while driving, let me say it again.
Seriously, put down your phone. That is so unsafe. If you didn't do stuff like use your phone while driving, you could save money with Progressive Snapshot, but saving or not, just put it down.
And if you did hear it the first time because you weren't looking at your phone, nice work. You'd love Snapshot from Progressive because it rewards safe drivers. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California and North Carolina or from all agents.
Nevada, this is Wayne Allyn Root. You've heard me talk about the disastrous policies being pushed down our throats by the Democrats. I'm tired of it. And I'm tired of the weak Republicans who don't fight back. Sam Peters is different, and I'm proud to support his bid to win in Nevada's 4th Congressional District. Sam is one of the few running for office who's ready to bring the fight straight to the Washington, D.C. swamp. His race is one of the most targeted races in the country, and you better believe the Democrats are coming after him. If we're going to fire Nancy Pelosi, we have to start with Sam Peters. I need you to go to sampetersforcongress.com right now and make a contribution. Sign up, volunteer, put out a lawn sign, whatever you can do. I'm serious, right now. Sam Peters, the number 4, Congress.com, and click the donate button. They're attacking Sam with everything they've got, and we need to help him fight back to defeat Nancy Pelosi. Sam Peters for Congress.com.
I'm Sam Peters, and I approve this message. Paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This time tomorrow, we'll all be early voting, right? Yeah, 18 days till Election Day. Early voting begins tomorrow, and in one of the top races across Southern Nevada, it's the Henderson City Council race, Ward 3. And joining me now is Kerry Cox, a candidate for Henderson City Council in Ward 3. Kerry, you have been busy. I've seen you at events all across Southern Nevada, the Southern Hills Republican Women. You were there. You are everywhere. Where do you find the time?
Thanks for having me on your show, Kevin. I, you know, you make the time. When things are important, and Henderson is very important to me, and its residents and businesses, and I care. So I am asking myself that, though, now when I'm getting 5 hours a night's sleep. But, hey, it's going to be worth it.
Kerry, I want to ask you, this race in Ward 3 has gotten downright nasty. Some of the attacks on you have been very, 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 very questionable. Can you talk a little bit about what has gone down and how you are fighting back?
Yes, it's been a very interesting smear campaign and a little surprising, I have to say, because, you know, this is a $55,000 a year job that we're talking about here. And so it really makes me question, you know, why is this so important to keep me, you know, or to try to keep me out of the seat? A lot of email blasts, text messaging have gone out with negative things about me not supporting police, that I've actually attacked police. I've attacked the chief. I'm, you know, it's just absolutely 100% untrue. I am the only candidate in the Henderson City Council race endorsed and supported by the Henderson Police Officers Association and the Supervisors Association, which are the only two that can endorse. I'm endorsed by police within the organization that have come out, police officers, men and women that do an amazing job, have come out. They walk with me. They talk about, you know, how important it is going to be for their jobs and the future of our safety and the future of our police department moving forward, that I need to be in there to be able to advocate for them. So I think that's the biggest thing that bothers me, is the things that she's saying and the little clips that she takes. And then, of course, they cut off, you know, they cut and paste the clips, or they cut off when you're answering the rest of the question. And they're just creating, you know, her team and my opponent, they're creating this optic and illusion that is just completely false.
And needless to say, the rank and file police in Henderson, they're not going to throw their support behind somebody that is trashing them, would they? I mean, common sense tells you that.
Oh, absolutely. And they would, of course, remove my endorsements, right? I'm also endorsed by Henderson Professional Firefighters. So I have all of Henderson's public safety behind me. And I agree with you, you know, but our crime is going up. And this is something that comes straight out of our crime analysis unit. This is an email that was sent, an internal email that was sent, and talking about how our numbers have been gone up, 91% in robbery, 88% in burglary, and our residents are seeing and feeling this. And so it's very upsetting that my opponent, Trish Nash, is coming out and saying, you know, Carrie's lying. She's not telling the truth. When we have the evidence, we're going to be putting that out, actually, because we're just wanting to make sure that the residents know so that they can take measures to protect themselves in what's going on.
And there was the column on Monday from Victor Jakes from the Review Journal talking about the underreporting of crime. Can you get into that as far as, without getting too far into the weeds, are we underreporting crime in Henderson?
We are. Yes, we are. And the other thing is on Sunday, he also, I think you're talking about a follow-up article on Monday, but on Sunday, he has one as well. And he talks about Henderson City Council and the chief hiding the numbers. And it's absolutely true. And I'm grateful he was doing that story, not to my knowledge. So it's been interesting to see these come out. Sabrina, I'm trying to remember her last name, at the Review Journal just put out another article today. So this is real. That's what we need to understand. We're losing officers. We're hemorrhaging officers. That is a true statement. And we're to the point that even though we've had 21 new cadets come out of the academy, you know, those are brand new officers coming out into field training. We're losing our institutional knowledge with officers. You know, we lost a deputy chief, we lost lieutenants, captains, we lost several officers in September, and we're losing them because of their morale and what's going on. And they cannot keep working the hours they're working and continue to push against our crime rates, you know, soaring for us, for Henderson. They're for us, they're out of control. So we need help. I'm willing to get in and do anything I can to make that happen. But it has to start with transparency.
Again, Carrie Cox joining us, candidate for Henderson City Council. She wants to make that essentially a full-time job for her, which I think is very, very admirable. If I can wrinkle my nose and put you on the council today, what do you do to fight this attrition, this inability to retain officers, inability to recruit officers? What can one council member do to change that?
Well, the beauty of this is there are a couple positions up. In this election, it's just Ward 3, but then we will need to fill the vacancy that Michelle Romero going into the mayor position is leaving open. So there will be a special election, hopefully, for that. So I don't think it's just going to be one. I think we're going to have two, and I think that there will be a city council person on the city council that will slide over and support Reason, because we have to look at, you know, if you're going against your own police force and you're endorsing a candidate that is not endorsed by your police and your fire, you have to ask why. Like, why would you not support your men and women that are out there doing everything to protect and to serve us? And it's a bigger issue. And so what I'm going to do is basically bring transparency. I think that's the biggest way to be able to get people to understand and to maybe change how they're thinking and the policies that are in place. And I've been accused of going against the city council, and, you know, I'm absolutely not. I am not against the city council. I am against the current policies that are hurting Henderson and its residents and businesses. So we just need to get together, sit down at the table, and let's find a win-win. You know, there's no need to argue over it. There's no need to fight. Let's solve the problems that we have in front of us. And I'm going to roll up my sleeves and I'm going to do that. And I'll work hand in hand with them. And just to make, you know, make it so that we can continue to have our quality of life, because we're losing it. And I can't watch that. I'm as an educator, as a business owner, I have to be able to jump in and help and do something. And that's why I've put my whole life and family and everything on the line to be able to do this, so that we can have that insured, because I have 11 grandchildren and 7 children. So I've got to make sure, you know, it's good for everyone.
You've got a vested interest in the outcome of this. Let me just ask you, have you heard from the police, and what is their explanation as to why this spike in crime in Henderson?
One of their explanations is that because I work closely with the HPOA and HPSA, I'm with them a lot. And one of the spikes is that we are seeing an uptick across the valley, even in Las Vegas. But it's just kind of getting out, you know, that we're low on officers. That message has been put out and for a very long time. And so they're just losing, in some ways, the ability to just have the coverage that they need. And that's what we just have to do. We just have to be able to get more officers on the boots on the ground and be able to help them in that way. Let's support them and help them and have an advocate that is willing to really look at what they need. And we need to make sure they have all the equipment they need. We haven't had a fire station, you know, forever. I know one's coming on, but we even have some issues with our firefighters needing more firefighters and more equipment, and we do need those stations. And so I want to provide resources. Let's sit down and figure out what needs to happen for them. And that's really what I'm hearing, is that, and their dismay in how the city is handling, you know, the situation. And I just would love to get in and be able to help, and let's get this solved and work together. That's got to happen for our residents. And isn't that what it is all about, being on city council, is really making sure your residents have a voice, that they feel safe and protected and are safe and protected, and that we're taking care of our city. And I just want to get on and be a part of something great, and we can all turn this around together.
Carrie, let me ask you again. Carrie Cox joining us, running for city council in Henderson. Do you hear this? I know you knock on a lot of doors. You walk a lot of neighborhoods. Are you hearing this back from residents that they're just not going to take it anymore?
Yes, I am hearing it back from residents. They are tired. They're done. They're done with our educational system as well. And of course, I'm working hard on that as well. But they're starting to have fear and the concerns about, I mean, water. Water's a big topic right now. They're concerned about the building and the breakneck speed growth. And we need growth, but we just need to do it responsibly. And we have to have public safety be paced with that growth. And that's another one of the reasons that I hear from officers, is that the growth has been to such a degree they can't keep up. So that's another reason they talk about. And like I said, we need growth, and I'm not anti-growth, but we're going to have to figure out a way to do it so that we're pacing our public safety with it, and our resources have to be preserved, and we have to figure out water. We do have to figure out the answer to that.
Carrie, 18 days to Election Day. Early voting begins tomorrow. How can my listeners help you in Henderson?
That is a great question. What I need is, I need everybody to call 10 of your friends. I know that sounds weird, but do it, please. Text them, however you communicate with people, and just let them know to check the box for Carrie Cox. Our officers, our firefighters, our paramedics, they depend on this. They have put everything on the line for me. I have put everything on the line for them, and the reason why is it's for Henderson residents and businesses that we do this. We want to make it better together. So please, call your friends, get a yard sign, make a donation. If you're able to do that, go to votecarriecox.com. You can make a donation there. You can look more, you know, look me up, or you can call me at 702-306-3302. I also have an email on my website. I just need your help getting the word out. You know, my opponent is a commercial residential real estate broker, and there's nothing wrong with that. But city council and that ownership of that business do not go together. And it really is going to be a big deal if this goes south. So please, for your public safety, for the kids, for your kids, for your families, you know, I am the one that's going to definitely help Henderson continue to move and turn around the things that we have going on and move in the right direction. So please reach out and help me, but let your friends know.
Carrie, always good to visit with you. It's fun when I see you out in public. It's great to have you on the phone today. Thank you so much. And we'll be continuing to follow this race in Ward 3.
Thanks, Kevin. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Carrie Cox, candidate for Henderson City Council in Ward 3. And you know what I always tell people? That if you live in Henderson and you don't live in Ward 3, What Kerry Cox is going to do as a city council person is going to benefit the entire city. So even if you don't live in Ward 3, you can still help her out. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
When the whole world seems to be in a state of confusion, Andy Vieira and Mark Thomas help you sort it out. Join the club weekday morning 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Progressive Democratic leadership is failing Nevada. Our unemployment rate is the highest in the country as businesses have been destroyed. Our education system is ranked as one of the worst in the country, but the Democrats still block every effort to change it, and progressive policies have led to increased crime. Look, these things will never change if Republicans aren't elected to the Nevada Senate in November. We have great people running that are committed to returning sanity to the state. Please take the first step on the new path for Nevada by voting for the Republican candidates for state Senate, paid for by Integrity Growth an opportunity pack.
Hey, Kevin Wall here for my friends Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. Did you know that Medicare open enrollment runs now through December 7th? It's time to get prepared for the changes coming in 2023 to Medicare Advantage, Medicare supplements, drug plans, and local medical networks and providers. That's why you need to reach out to Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. Don't take advice from Joe Namath or call a toll-free number. If you'd like to learn about getting money back on your Social Security or the new spending cards, just call Blue Sky. When you call Blue Sky at 702-410-8020, you'll deal with local agents that value your privacy. Your phone number won't be bought, sold, or shared, and you'll only deal with Steve or Amy. Call now to schedule your review of your Medicare coverage. Call Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. That number is 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. One more time, 702-410-8020. Tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
Do you like taking your car to a shop for maintenance or repairs?
Oh, are you kidding?
Exactly. That's why people all over Las Vegas are using RepairSmith. RepairSmith will do all your car maintenance or repair in your driveway, safely, with no contact.
RepairSmith works on my car at home?
Anything your car needs. Oil change, battery replacement, or brakes, you name it. From regular maintenance to major repairs, RepairSmith will do it all at your home.
What kind of cars?
All of them. RepairSmith has specialists for every make, year, and model of car, foreign or domestic.
Expensive?
No. You'll pay the same you would at a local shop. And you even get a guaranteed quote before you book. No surprises.
Life just got a whole lot easier.
To get a free quote, plus $25 off your repair, and to schedule at-home car repairs, go to RepairSmith.com and enter code QUOTE. That's RepairSmith.com code QUOTE. RepairSmith.com code QUOTE.
Carry on my wayward son. Don't you cry no more.
Carry on all the way to your locally owned Meineke, your one-stop shop for total car care. With Meineke e-inspection, you'll know the problem and the fix. We'll send real-time updates, photos, and technician notes straight to your phone. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
Stop in today and get a premium synthetic blend oil change for just $29.95.
Tired of long waits and rushed care at the ER and urgent care clinic? Next time, stay home and let Dispatch Health bring the power of the hospital to you.
I call Dispatch Health. A care team of medical professionals actually come to your house.
They're the same caliber of people that you would see if you were at a hospital or an urgent care.
Dispatch Health can treat most non-life-threatening emergencies.
They can do the x-rays. They can do stitches.
Urinary tract infections, blood tests, urinalysis, ultrasound.
It's almost everything that they can do at the ER.
You never feel rushed. They're there for you and only you.
I felt like their only patient.
And it costs no more than a trip to urgent care because Dispatch Health is covered by most insurance, including Medicare. See if we serve your home at dispatchhealth.com.
Dispatch Health really went above and beyond.
It's wonderful to have care come to your home.
House calls are back, and they're better than ever. Learn more at dispatchhealth.com.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Many people are so glad they did, like Maria.
I was desperate, and New Hope Tax Defense helped me resolve all my tax issues. Gave me hope.
Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.